And now this is a dictation for Susan Loomis, L-O-O-M-I-S, August 2nd, 78. Address as a letter to Carly, C-A-R-L-E-Y. Hules is H-U-E-L-S, Kemp, K-A-M-P, P-A-C, 775-1640. Dear Carly, follow up for Mrs. Loomis, chronic kidney disease, last visit August. No hospital visit, has gained few pounds, good appetite, chronic abdominal back pain, isolated nausea, no vomiting dysphagia, chronic diarrhea, no blood melena, feeling bloated, is seeing University of Michigan, gastroenterology, liver doctor, atypical chest pain address, not on activity, no gross dyspnea, still smoking, half a pack per day, no pyrolema tilar hemaptysis, no gross edema claudication, review system done, otherwise being negative. Medication list review. I want to highlight albuterol as needed for her chronic pain on Cymbalta Norco, antidepressants of the muscle relaxant, verapamil as a blood pressure, and control of tachycardia. Next paragraph, blood pressure by nurse, 104.87, lungs are clear, distant, tachycardia wrap, no abdominal distension, tenderness, or peritoneal signs, no peripheral edema or neurological deficits. There is a recent CT scan, abdomen and pelvis that I review. Some scarring of both kidneys from prior history of UTI pyelonephritis. Otherwise, no major abnormality, prior gallbladder surgery. Next paragraph on most recent chemistries, January creatinine 1.4, which is baseline. GFR 46, stage 3. Labs review. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3, stable over time, no progression, no indication for dialysis. Recent imaging, some scarring of the kidneys, probably from pyelonephritis. However, no obstruction or urinary retention. Next number, no need for EPO treatment. Next number, normal electrolyte acid base. Next number, normal nutrition, calcium phosphorus, minor elevation of PTH that does not require treatment. Next number, chronic diarrhea followed by gastroenterology. Chronic abdominal back pain. Continue present regimen, come back in 6 months.